Welcome back.
Welcome
to Phenomenal Flicks.
Everyone, today I'm reviewing the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special starring such Star Wars mainstays as Anthony Daniels, Billy Dee Williams, Dee Bradley Baker, James Arnold Taylor, Kelly Marie Tran, and a bunch of other people you've never heard before. Directed by Ken Cunningham, and this was something that got released on Disney Plus, of course, in time for the holidays. Now, let me say I'm not going to spoil anything too much, but this is going to be hard to do without spoiling something, so just bear with me on that one. But the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special comes 42 years after the original Star Wars Holiday Special, which is infamous among Star Wars fans for being easily one of the worst things ever put out. Like, we all joke that maybe it's Phantom Menace or Attack of the Clones, or even some people, for some reason, say The Last Jedi. But it's really the Star Wars Holiday Special. So Disney decided, why not make a new one? Centering around the Skywalker saga characters and incorporate Legos, because Lego Star Wars has been a big property for about 15 years, and that's exactly what they did. Now, this movie deals with Life Day, once again, much like the original Holiday Special, where Poe Dameron, Finn, Rey, BB-8, and Rose are trying to celebrate Life Day for Chewbacca and his Wookiee family. Rey goes off on her own for some sort of quest with BB-8 and ends up finding a time-traveling portal that sends her through pretty much each and every moment in Star Wars history, including some very fun surprises that I will not mention here, but you'll see if you watch the... I don't want to call it a movie. It's a short film. It's 45 minutes, but you see if you watch that. She must then, of course, retrieve that from Emperor Palpatine, who ends up stealing it from her. And it's not just the Emperor Palpatine from the end of the Skywalker saga, it's Return of the Jedi Palpatine. So I know what a lot of people are thinking, this sounds incredibly childish, and it is, but I want to preface that by saying, Star Wars is for children. I know a lot of people hate that, a lot of Star Wars fans really hate that, but Star Wars is for kids. They were kids' movies, we grew up watching them as kids, and that translated to our adulthood. And for some reason, a lot of people hold on to, like, well, these are for me, not for kids. No, these movies, all of them, from the original trilogy to the sequel trilogy to the prequel trilogy, were all made for kids. As was the Star Wars Holiday Special, which is terrible. So I don't know, I hear a lot of complaining, like, oh, why would they remake it, which it's not a remake. But they're remaking a piece of crap, honestly, if you want to call it that. They incorporate Legos into this. Like I said, Star Wars and Legos have had a long history through video games and toys. And I actually think that helped. It was to the benefit because, A, you didn't have to pay much of the actors. I'll get into that in a little bit. And, B, you got to have a lot more fun with violence because it being toy violence, you can have heads and limbs get chopped off and no one is horrified by the gory details that would follow. What was really fun here was the story. Not the full story, mind you, I'll get into what I didn't like in a moment, but the Rey story. And she's basically trying to train Finn to become a Jedi, and she goes to the Jedi Temple to figure out why she can't do it. She finds this portal, and hijinks ensue. And by that, I mean she travels through everything, from Star Wars to Empire Strikes Back to Return of the Jedi to The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith. Even some other surprises, like I said, I won't spoil those. They're really fun surprises. And she ends up collecting a bunch of people from those eras and messing up a whole timeline. And then she ends up meeting the Emperor and Darth Vader, and they have it out. And then the Emperor steals it. And it is kind of, actually surprisingly, a quest for self-peace and realization that Rey goes on, which I did like. That was the things I liked about the Skywalker saga, if you want to call it that, or the sequel saga. It was an understanding of what I am, who I am, and what I can accomplish, and Rey goes through all that again here. The moments that they go through, while they are fanservice-y, because when she's on Hoth in the Battle of Hoth from Empire Strikes Back, it's a fan service moment. Of course it is. You get to see the AT-ATs. You get to see the snowspeeders. But it's really funny. They include a lot of commentary that you would see across Star Wars fans on some of the ridiculous nature of Star Wars, which ended up being incredibly funny, because while, to me, Empire Strikes Back is a perfect movie, there are things that are very ridiculous about that and the subsequent films that follow. And they kind of call those out here. Darth Vader makes some jokes, Kylo Ren makes some jokes, the Emperor makes some jokes. Everyone's kind of making jokes at Star Wars' expense, but not in a mean way, in kind of a loving, caring way. Like, yeah, this is kind of silly, but that is why we love it. The story I did not like, however, was the Millennium Falcon crew trying to throw together Life Day, and I just think it deterred from the main story, the Rey trying to find the peace story. And while there were some funny moments, I'd have to really struggle to think what they were. I mean, there's a really funny moment with, like, the Max Rebo band that, if you've seen Return of the Jedi, you know why that would be funny. And it's an in-joke. It's again, this is made for Star Wars fans, but again, made for kids, because Star Wars fans are kids, and we were once kids, and we get it. But there are some humorous jokes here and there in the Life Day storyline. It just doesn't really add up to being as good as the Rey and BB-8 storyline. As well as the Luke Skywalker storyline. Again, I don't want to get into too much detail, but he also finds some peace in this, and you'll, again, figure out why if you watch it. Now, let me get to the thing that bothered me the most, and it was the voice cast. Now, I mentioned you have Anthony Daniels, who has played C-3PO since the very beginning. You have Billy Dee Williams, who played Lando Calrissian, and you've got Kelly Marie Tran, who played Rose Tico. Then you've got James Arnold Taylor and Dee Bradley Baker, who played some clone troopers, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and a bunch of other people in the animated shows, which is awesome. You got those people back. They're known for voice acting. But you could tell that the woman who voiced Rey was not Rey, which was kind of a bummer, because it did not sound like Daisy Ridley. It sounded like a woman trying to be Daisy Ridley, and that was a little bit noticeable. You've got, I can't even think of the person's name, who played Finn, Omar Benson, I believe. It's not John Boyega. You can tell it's not John Boyega. Same with the Poe Dameron. Same with really a lot of other people that were in here. And I get it. You can't get John Boyega. He's probably done with Star Wars at this point anyway. You probably can't get Daisy Ridley. You can't get Oscar Isaac. But man, it was really noticeable. And when it became really, really, really noticeable was when they brought in Han Solo and the Emperor and Darth Vader and Darth Maul and everyone else who didn't sound like the actor, and Luke Skywalker. How can you not get Mark Hamill? Mark Hamill loves doing voice acting. They didn't sound like these people, and as a lifelong Star Wars fan, it sort of took away from it. Now again, it's for kids, so kids probably aren't going to notice, hey, that's not Harrison Ford. Hey, that's not Daisy. Well, the Daisy Ridley one they probably noticed, but for the most part, they won't say, hey, that's not this person. But it did deter me away from enjoying those aspects a little bit more. I'm the one reviewing the damn movie, so I'm allowed to say those things. But this is going to be a shorter review. I mean, it was a 45-minute short. It was a lot of fun. It's much better than the original Star Wars holiday special, mind you. And it helped fill some gaps, not just between the Skywalker saga or the sequel saga, but some of the older movies as well, and really put a funny nail in the coffin to this whole crazy world of Star Wars we've had for the past 43 years. It's a good way to spend 45 minutes. It's a good way, if you have kids, watch it with your kids, because they'll laugh their asses off just at Poe Dameron, like, losing his head, and, like, Chewbacca's family trying to eat a bunch of porgs, and Chewie's like, no, it's not okay, in his Wookiee voice, I'm not gonna do that, but, you know, we don't eat porgs anymore. There's just a lot of really funny, humorous, childish moments in this. So with all that said, I'm gonna give Lego Star Wars Holiday Special a B+. Watch it if you got Disney Plus. It's great. Do not watch the original. And then, if you want to do what I do every Christmas, watch the Star Wars movies. Because Star Wars, even though they came out in May for the most part, Star Wars has always been holiday to me. Like Christmas, Thanksgiving. And I plan on marathoning all those in the month of December and having a lot of fun doing so. Because Star Wars is great. And the people that ruin Star Wars the most are not George Lucas, are not Disney. It's unfortunately the fans. Love what you love, and love Star Wars, because we all grew up loving it, and you kind of come off like an asshole on a lot of the things. I don't really like Attack of the Clones, But hey, I watch it and I can enjoy parts of it and I can understand why people enjoy it. So you should do the same. Anyway, guys, as always, follow me at Phenomenal Flicks on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Give me a like and a review if you can, especially on Apple Podcasts. I will be back next week with either a review of the Santa Chronicles, which is like the Netflix Kurt Russell movie. They have a second one coming out. Or the horror flick Come Play, or the other thriller movie that's on Hulu, Run. I don't know which ones I'm going to do yet, but you'll get reviews for all of those in the coming weeks or so. As always, everyone, thanks for listening. Stay phenomenal, and may the force be with you.